Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:45, quarter till 8. It is going to be hot this weekend. Highs of 96, 98. Dave Nussbaum, your Channel 4 local weather expert, telling us it could actually, the temperature now, not that phony feels like thing, I say tongue in cheek, but the actual temperature could approach 100 degrees, and that means, man, over at the Mark Rosa household, the staff will be running themselves crazy, keeping those Mai Tais refreshed and chilled and making sure they don't get watered down. And for doggone sure, Mark Rosa, making sure they don't run out of those little paper umbrellas, right?
That's right, Tommy. I just sit in a bathtub full of ice. Get a picture
of that. Did you ever wake up with your kidney gone?
No, I don't think so, but I have to check on it now that you say it.
Checking on that urban myth. One thing that cracked me up over the weekend, have you read Atlas Shrugged or not?
I haven't.
I did. I don't want to do a spoiler alert or anything, because the book will take about a half of your life to read. But the Ayn Rand Institute, she wrote Atlas Shrugged, who the book is about, the government shouldn't get involved in this, shouldn't get involved in that, leave it to the free market, blah, blah, blah. But they applied for a PPP loan of between $350,000 and $1 million. So instead of Atlas Shrugged, I guess it's more like Atlas Applied?
Yeah, a lot of, through the credit crisis, that was a lot of comments from people. Well, you just need to let bankrupt companies go bankrupt, and the markets shouldn't be intervened with government help and so on, Tommy. And as much as somebody wants to be a free market thinker, and I would consider myself one, when you get into these circumstances like we had with the credit crisis, well, if we're dealing with the pandemic, it's hard to say, well, no, Fed, you just don't do anything. Well, it's their job to do something. So, you need intervention at that level when something is taking hold of the economy to the extent like a pandemic would, or something else that's come from out of space. But,
if you look at it, people will say that when
things are good, and then they'll take the
right
assistance when things are bad. Go ahead.
Because it's all about you and what you, not you, Mark, but personally the generic you and what you need at the time, right? And Austrian economists will tell you, and maybe I'm getting in the weeds here, but, strictly, pardon me, correct me if I'm wrong, laissez-faire, let the market decide. But what they don't take into account is there's a lot of human suffering that goes on between those entries. Is that accurate?
Oh, well, that's it. That's where it was discussed. I was watching a YouTube video this week. It was discussed just that. And why didn't the Fed just, sit on their hands? They don't have to do what they're doing. And you're right. That was, okay, will you let, most of corporate America collapse? You let all that go. You'd have an unemployment rate of 80% or some nonsense like that. And, something that's stratospheric. And it's like, well, they can help. And a lot of times they are helping with just backstopping things. And it's, all the conversation about, well, they bailed out the banks in the credit crisis. And I had a lot of students that were upset at that. Well, why did, I didn't get a bailout. Why did the banks get a bailout? It's like, wait a minute. The government lost $0. Not a penny did they lose on bank bailout. So I tell my students, well, a bailout means I will give you money, you will pay me interest, and I will control you, until you pay me back. Is that the bailout you want? No, they're thinking it's just free money and I just go to spend it on, you know, whatever I want. And it's not that way. It's infused. It's very controlled. And the Fed will get their money back from the banks. It might take a little while. It might take a long while. They'll get every penny back unless the bank was you know, being merged into another one or being conserved or something like that. But that didn't happen. That was the whole point of the infusion.
We take a break, Mark. When we come back, I like to engage you in classroom discussions because you got a lot to teach us, and I love to learn things about the economy and economics. We're going to get to listeners' questions when we come back. One of them, what is the best way to get a home improvement loan right now? Our home is paid for. Mark will address that when he comes back. If you have any personal financial questions, this is a good one. I have a 22-year-old son. I want to start him getting him a credit record. What's the best way to do that? And I'm thinking about getting him his own credit card. So you can answer that as well. And reverse mortgages. Taking a break, more with Mark when we come back. 7:50, 10 till 8. Traffic now on WWL. Tommy Tucker, 7:56, now 4 before 8. Mark Rosa helping us out, the professor of finance at my alma mater at UNO. Every Friday we do Managing Your Money with Mark. Mark, we're in the lightning round now. Dollar values are tripled, so as quickly as you can. Question for Mark. How bad of an idea is it for a senior citizen? Oh, and I texted him to get more information. I just got it. 68 years old, retired, tiny 401k, mocked Social Security payment based on being an educator, librarian, and social worker most of their life. To they own their home. They're considering the option of a reverse mortgage. How risky is it?
I don't think you have a lot of risk there, not to the borrower, but they get somewhat complicated. So you need to look, Federal Trade Commission, go to FTC.gov. It'll give you something to read that better explains that. It's not a bad idea, but you just have to understand there are three different types and how that's structured. It's not a bad idea for what you described, meaning the person and his age and so on. But you're consuming the equity in your home, so you could, that will leave less for your heirs in the future.
Talk about the three types quickly, please.
There's a single-purpose reverse mortgage, and they say it's the least expensive option. So a bank is just going to send you a check every month, and they're going to add that to basically a loan that's going to be attached to the house. So you're consuming that, and that would be the whole purpose of reverse mortgage. And incidentally, if the borrower has to be over the age 62, this person, I understand, is. There's a proprietary reverse mortgage. There are private loans that are backed by companies that develop them. So that's another way to do it. You've got companies out there that are making this investment for you. And then there's a home equity conversion mortgage. It's a federally insured reverse mortgage backed by the Housing and Urban Development. I'm not aware of any bank in the greater New Orleans area that does them. I'm not saying that they don't, but I'm not aware of any of them. That comes up very, very seldom. Few people are taking that out. They would rather just on a conventional loan, they could just borrow against their house and not do a reverse mortgage. There's a purpose for them, but you just got to do a little bit more research and understand if it's right for you.
And what's the third one?
The third one is the home equity conversion mortgage that's backed by the Housing and Urban Development. The second one is proprietary reverse mortgage. It's
part of,
you got to sit down with that. Yeah. Go ahead.
What about in terms of them having a stake in your property, and do they inspect the property? Are you under certain obligations to maintain it? And if you don't, can they then foreclose, boot you out? What are the regulations on that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's got to be you borrowing against, just like a conventional mortgage, you're borrowing against the value of your home. So somebody's going to want to come out and see what the value is, and the inspections in the future. I wouldn't doubt that. I've not heard of that, but I wouldn't doubt that they would check back on you periodically, because the balance of the loan is going up. It's not going down in a conventional loan where they're less and less worried about what you're doing. This would be they're going up, so they're more worried about what you're doing. Absolutely.
Thank you.
They're going to be
eventually
take that house. Thank you.
I appreciate your time. Look, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the bathtub full of ice. Try not to get blackout drunk with the Mai Tais, because you could look it up under Urban Legends. You could wake up with a scar missing one kidney. Be aware of that.
I will check that out. Thank you. Appreciate the
Wait,
advice
how many kidneys,
on that.
How many kidneys do you have? Two? One?
What? I think
right?
There's two. Is it right? Yeah. Yeah, we'll check on
business.
That too.
business guy, not science. Yeah, we'll check on that one too.
Put the money in mutual funds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.